Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 1. Week 2. Christ as the one with the heavenly ruled deeds, our shepherd, our rest, and the sower. Wednesday, related verses, Psalms 23, 4 through 6. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of my days. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. 2 Corinthians 12:7 through 10. And because of the transcendence of the revelations, in order that I might not be exceedingly lifted up, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, that he might buffet me, in order that I might not be exceedingly lifted up. Concerning this, I entreated the Lord 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me. Therefore, I am well pleased in weaknesses, in insults, in necessities, in persecutions, and distresses on behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am powerful. Genesis 14:18-20. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was priest of God the Most High, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God the Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God the Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And Abram gave him a tenth of all. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Related reading. The third stage is the stage of the experience of the presence of the resurrected pneumatic Christ through the valley of the shadow of death. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we do not fear evil, for the pneumatic Christ is with us. This means that we experience his presence. For him to be with us is for us to enjoy his presence. His presence is a comfort, a rescue, and a sustaining power to us when we are walking in the valley of the shadow of death. We human beings cannot avoid having troubles as we live on this earth. Some saints may have children who are crippled. This brings these saints into the valley. A brother may be an elder in a locality, and the Lord may suddenly bring in another elder with whom it is difficult for this brother to coordinate. This other elder then becomes the valley of the shadow of death to the first elder. He cannot quarrel with this other elder, or he will offend his spirit. He has to keep the one accord with him. Also, his spirit will not allow him to withdraw. He has to stay in the valley to suffer. These are examples of the valley of the shadow of death. Our resting in the Lord will shorten the valley, reduce the shadow, and remove the death. We should not talk about our being in the valley. We do not fear evil because he is with us. 2 Timothy 4:22 says that the Lord is with our spirit. The Lord is not merely within us in a general way, but he is in our spirit in a particular way. If we have had the proper experience in the valley, we can testify that it was a place for us to enjoy the Lord's presence in such a close way. The fourth stage is the deeper and higher enjoyment of the resurrected Christ. The Lord spreads a table, a feast, before us in the presence of our adversaries. The Lord's table is a feast. Every Lord's Day, when we come to his table to take the feast, it is always in the presence of our adversaries. Every day is a fighting day to us. We Christians have to fight, otherwise we will be defeated. There may be adversaries in our business, in our home, and even in the church. On the one hand, we enjoy the feast of the Lord, and on the other hand, we should fight for the victory. If we are defeated during the week, it will be difficult for us to enjoy the Lord's table that much. We need to fight the battle in the Lord all week long before we come to the Lord's table. Then we will be able to have a rich enjoyment of the Lord as our feast at his table. Psalm 23:6 speaks of the fifth stage of the lifelong enjoyment of the divine goodness and loving kindness in the house of Jehovah. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow us. The grace of Christ and the love of God will be with us all the days of our life in the present age. Goodness refers to the grace of Christ. Loving kindness refers to the love of the Father. And follow refers to the fellowship of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14 reveals the move of the triune God for us to enjoy all his riches. The grace of the Son, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Spirit are with us. Eventually, this enjoyment will usher us into the house of God. We will dwell in the house of Jehovah, the church, and the New Jerusalem for the length of our days, in the present age, and in the coming age, and in eternity.